things are going very slow with the government, the bureaucratic process, but there is scientific engagement now. There's grassroots scientific involvement from different institutions, different private groups getting established. So my hope is that we can move away from the national security kind of threat mitigation aspect of this and just move into what are these things? Let's really find out. Let's have a serious conversation about something that is actually quite serious and shouldn't be made fun of. So I think that you're brave for standing up and actually talking about this when people are obviously going to take hits at you for doing so.
Yeah, I told me I was interviewed on something few weeks back and they said I'm a hero in Australia.
Well, the Australians are loving the UFO conversation. I've got a good friend of mine, Ross Coltart, who works out in the Australian media. He's been kicking down doors for a while now and getting some very interesting people to come out and talk to him, and that's still ongoing. One thing before we wrap up here, I'd love to ask you if you genuinely feel that the US government, within some aspect of its vast infrastructure, in some dimly lit program in a place we won't know the name of, has in its possession materials, technologies, vehicles, perhaps biological samples that are non-human in nature.
I do. I've talked to people that have, see how I can say this, that are no longer with the government, that have with very good credentials, scientific mm-hmm. credentials, that have in fact held the material in their hand, have analyzed it, and that it meets a, today we could probably reproduce it, but back when they got it, it was out there. And I think it's been passed on to several major corporations. Mm-hmm. And I think it, the craft is, if there is a craft, it's probably been to, you know, if they're able to disassemble it, it's been passed around a little bit. But I think there's some, at some point there is some material out there. And I mean, the guy talked to me, he had no reason to lie. It wasn't anything. But I warn people in government though, too, people like myself, we're going to get set up. There's going to be a government agency that's going to, you know, the false flag thing. They're going to show something, they're going to easily, and then, you know, I'll come forward with it and it'll be easily debunked. And I warn people about that, to just mm-hmm. be very careful, because yeah. I've had a lot of calls from people saying, I've got this, I've got that. And, you know, I say, well, bring it to me then. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to, just because you've got a, that's why these pictures I have, I'm not doubting these people, because they have no reason. I actually genuinely believe that it's real, but I'm still cautiously optimistic about it.